Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Shira Family First Care.
Thanks, Shira. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry. You were just speaking to me. I had you a bit on a hold. This is Shira from Family First Care, LLC. How are you doing?
I'm fine. You hear me?
I'm sorry. You're just cutting in and out.
Oh, I said I'm fine.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. You hear me?
You hear. You hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
So I'm calling, I think you just spoke to my colleague Jasmine.
Yes.
So I'm calling because, well, she told me that you guys were interested in hearing about getting onto the program.
Yes.
All right. So what information do you have about it so far?
None.
Nothing. Okay. And who is it that you're trying to enroll? Is it you, a parent?
No, I'm the person that needed
okay.
This.
And what's your reason for needing the services, if I may ask, just so I can get a better idea of what we're working with?
I'm almost disabled, almost 100% disabled, but there's a lot of things. I'm disabled, so I can't do a lot of things. I can't pick up a lot of weight. I can't stand up for too long. There's a lot of things I can't do.
A lot of things that you can't do. Okay, and how about daily functions, like... Are you able to go to the bathroom by yourself? Are you able to shower
yourself?
Yeah,
I'm able to do all that. Yeah, yeah.
Feed yourself?
Yes.
Okay. So just going to give you a heads up. When getting into the services, the assessors like to see that you really can't do daily functions, like feed yourself, shower yourself, clean yourself, remember to take medications, things like that for them if you can't do is like a red flag. So they really like to see that. If you want the services. So I'm just giving you a heads up for that. You don't have to think about it too much, but just information for you to know, okay?
No, that's good information. That's helping both of us out.
Now, the next thing is, these are just going to be a couple questions I have for you. They're not trying to be invasive or anything. It's just part of the county's requirements, so that's why I want to go through it with you quickly. The county does request financial information from you to see if you're financially eligible. So on top of being physically eligible, you also have to be financially eligible, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are some things that they look into? Let me just see here. Okay, so number one, are you married?
Yes.
All right, you're together with your spouse, you're not divorced or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right, amazing. Okay, and how about deed? Do you have a deed? Do you own your home?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, do you have a burial account agreement?
Yeah, no. Well, my family has a plot, but it's for anybody.
I'm going to have to look into that. But anything with the church or anything that is going to take place? Have you, okay. Face values and current cash values for all life insurance policies. Do you have any life insurance?
Nope.
Okay. Do you own any cars?
Nope.
Okay. Do you have a bank account?
Nope.
You've never had an open bank account with any bank or anything?
Years ago.
Was it within 5 years?
No, longer than that.
Okay. Do you get Social Security?
No, I'm in the process now.
Okay. Do you have a retirement account, 401k, anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. Okay. Looks like the only thing that you have right now is you're married. Does your wife have any open accounts?
No.
Okay. Bank accounts, anything like that?
No, she have a bank account, though.
She does have a bank account.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I would like you, you're going to hear a lot from me. My name is Sheer. I'm going to be your enrollment coordinator, so we'll be in touch for a little bit, for quite a while, until you get the services. I do recommend that you take down my name, my contact information. You are going to be getting a lot of calls once you enter this process, so it's always important, rule of thumb, you know who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
No. Okay.
I had a long conversation with insurance already. They pretty much informed me of everything that was going to go down.
Which insurance were you in touch with?
My insurance.
Your insurance. And which insurance is that, sir?
United Health Community.
Okay.
They said make sure that it's inside the network and be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's another question I was going to ask you.
Let me.
Are y'all inside our network?
Well, it doesn't work like that. This is a service that's... Okay, wait one second. Before I continue... Do you have anything in your savings account?
No. Why are you asking these type of questions?
Because the county is going to request... so here's the thing. If you have over $8,000 in your savings account, they're not going to approve you. Now, what's your monthly income? You don't have to give me the amount. Like I said, it's
I don't
not...
have no income. That's what I was saying. I don't have no income at all.
So does your wife have an income?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Is that more or less than... $2,982 a month?
Less.
It's less. Okay. The reason why they want to know this is because the waiver program, it allows you to choose a family member or, you know, anybody to be your caregiver. And the state will provide coverage. Now, a lot of people in Pennsylvania, a lot of them are utilizing this service. In order for them to know the people who are really needing the services and the people who are not, in order for them to sift through that, they go through this process. Now, it looks like you don't have a lot of the financial paperwork that they're asking for, but it's not a problem. We could submit something called a hardship letter explaining why we can't send all that paperwork into. That's not going to be a problem. But, for example, if your income was, let's say, $3,300 every month, then you wouldn't be approved for the service because your income would be above what their standard is. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I just, before we get started, I just like to ask that so I don't make you go through the whole process and then it's like, oh no, you can't get it. Okay?
I don't have no income though. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't work. I don't
have,
fine. I'm zero.
We understand. I understand. But as long as I'm just explaining why I had to ask you that in the first place. But that's fine. Okay. So you're speaking to right now Family First Care LLC. In order for you to get onto the waiver program, you have to go through a series of assessments. The first one is done with the broker. Then you're going to need a doctor's note, which I don't want you to stress about either because we have a solution for that as well. Then a third assessment gets taken place with Area and Aging. Once you have all those medical assessments, by the way, they come down to you. You don't have to go to them. So once you have all those, all that information gets sent to the county. The county then goes over what I just did with you, and they request that financial information. Once that's all sent in, they have a period of seeing what's going on with everything. One sec. They have a period of looking into everything, okay? Now, let me just see what else. Then they send out an approval. The approval gets sent to the agency, and we're able to assist you. Do you have a caregiver in mind you'd like to be helping you out?
Yep, my wife.
Your wife, okay. So I'm going to have to see if a spouse is allowed to be the caregiver. I can look into
she's
that.
She's been doing it. If not, then I'll use another agency. It's an agency that'll do that because my boy, his wife take care of him, but she a nurse, though, but she still take care of him.
You're saying that your wife's been your caregiver under the waiver program before?
No. I said that my boy has his wife being his caregiver.
Under the waiver program?
I don't know what program it's under.
Okay. So I'm on your side completely. I would love for your wife to also be, but I have to see if it's legally possible. Because you're legally married to her, I have to see. Okay?
We don't have the same last name, so.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We don't even have the same last name, and she filed her own income tax, so I don't know why it would be anything.
I wouldn't have a problem with it. It's really up to the county. We're just going to help you out as much as we can. So it has nothing to do with the agency allowing it or not. The agency does allow it. We just have to see if it's legally, if it's allowed with the program. Because remember,
I heard a commercial. You can choose anybody, your son, your daughter, anybody on one of these commercials, just not the company that I heard the commercial from.
Well, again, sir, it's not about company or agency. I have to confirm that it's something legally okay. You can choose a friend, neighbor, daughter, son, but for example, in New York, they don't allow for spouses. So I have to confirm if this is allowed here. But it shouldn't be a problem.
I'll use my son if I can't use my daughter, my home.
We're going to work with you. I want your wife to be your caregiver as much as you do. So I'm going to work with you. I'm going to find that out for you, okay? Do you have any independents living in the house?
My kids, my two sons.
Are they underage?
Yep.
Okay. Right. So, sir, any questions about the waiver, anything coming up for you so far that I can answer?
No, I just want to wait and see how things start turning up.
Okay, so let me just give you a heads up also. It could sound there's a lot of work to do and it's very overwhelming, but it's really not. It's a very straightforward process. If done right, you could be a very happy guy having one of your kids work for you or your wife, and, you know, everything could work out really well for you. So I just want you to know, don't get discouraged. Any questions, concerns that you have, I'm here to help you. It's my job. Anything that you need clarification on, I'm here to help you. Like I stated, I am on your side. I'm not out to get you or anything. This process is extremely, it could seem a little bit annoying, but like I said, if done right, it could be a very big help for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have, I'm supposed to be getting your full caseload. It hasn't showed up on my folder yet, but the first step I would recommend you doing is calling into the broker's office, scheduling your first assessment. Has anybody told you about doing that before?
Nah. That's a little bit too much. I ain't trying to do all that. Let me search around, see if I can find another company, because I don't feel comfortable with all the questions and all that. I understand you're going to tell me everybody the same. I understand all that. I still want to go do my own thing. I don't know. It's just some of the questions you asked me, I don't feel comfortable answering. And I don't feel though that was needed to be answered, what I need done.
So no matter what agency you go through, the work, the same process is the same with every agency. You just be working with the same different person. Like I did explain to you before, the county, we don't need the information. The county requests it in order for you to get onto the waiver. But like you stated, you don't have a lot of that paperwork, so it's not something we're going to get from you. It's with anybody who wants to get onto the waiver program. Unfortunately, this is what needs to be asked. I mean, at the end of the day, you can decide which agency you want to go through, but the information that you're going to have to provide is all the same. But it's, like I said, it's really not a lot of information. We have most of it already. So now it's just a matter of you going through the process, going through the assessments, and, you know, the county giving you approval or not. But you could rest assured that all those questions were 100% necessary, and your information is legally protected. It's not, none of that can harm you in any way, if that's your concern.
No, I'm not worried about not harming me. I just don't like to be questioned with certain things. There's nobody's business.
Is it about the children and being in the house? Is that something that's concerning?
No, just certain. It's not no particular answer to it. It's just certain questions I don't feel appropriate that have to be asked or answered.
Do you want to give me specifically which ones so I could provide clarity for you?
You already, that's what I'm saying. You had already asked me some questions that I don't feel that I should have answered. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I don't feel that I have anything to do with what I'm requesting.
So you're requesting to get onto the waiver program so your wife can be your caregiver, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not begging nobody for it. If it's not there, then I go somewhere else. I'm not, that's what I'm saying. it's not no thing that for me to be going through all this to try to get it done. Like I'm in dire need of it. I do need the help, but I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say, but I don't feel I have to explain myself too vividly to get some type of help when my paperwork says itself. I got doctor's paperwork and everything.
So you have already the doctor's notes and you have all of that, you're saying. You have the proof that you need the services medically.
Yeah, because the doctor is what's telling me, the doctor and the doctor's office is what's telling me what I need and how to go about it.
For sure. So that I understand. I have a lot of clients telling me the same thing. But in order, the doctor can't sign a note for you and say that you should be put onto the waiver program. Meaning to say, in order for you to get onto this program, so your wife can get paid or your son could get paid for clocking in an hour and working for you, you have to go through this process with the county to do it. There's no other way for the state to approve you without them seeing that you went through the process that they have created. Mean to say, in order for you to get onto this program, and this is the only program right now, you have to go through the series of assessments and work with the county.
Well, I think I just wait there. Thanks for talking to me. I ain't feeling my heart, man. I just wait.
You're just gonna wait, you said?
Yeah, I'll wait and call back another time. Like, I don't like all the questions. So I just wait till like something changed. I don't know. Maybe the law changed. My records can talk for itself. Until then, you know. Thank you.
Okay, but I just want you to know that it is.